During an exclusive interview with China Radio International, Bertrand McAllen says he is excited about the visit by President Xi.
The opportunity to host the president is historic. 1970s, 1990s, 2006. This is just the fourth time in four decades. So we recognize the significance, the consequence, and the importance of the visit. It will be a very successful visit, I have absolutely no doubt.
McAllen says the newly implemented One Belt, One Road initiatives and U.S. President Barack Obama's earlier visit to China last November have facilitated cooperation between the two countries to the benefit of the global economy. He says the U.S. business community is expecting good news from President Xi's upcoming visit, especially regarding the bilateral investment treaty currently being negotiated.
I think all the CEOs will be talking about the value of the economic relationship, about their interest in seeing the bilateral investment treaty completed. I think all the CEOs will be very focused on explaining the breadth and depth of their own China operations.
McAllen says he believes that fluctuations in finance markets and adjustments in foreign exchange rates are common, as China is transforming from export-oriented economy to consumer economy. He also calls China a major force for global economic development, despite its temporary economic slowdown.
For all of us, the real takeaway of the last 2 years has been how much emerging markets are going to count on, depend on, the bilateral relationship between China and the U.S. for their own strength. As our bilateral relationship is strong and healthy, our economic relationship will be stronger and healthier for it. And as our economies are strong, that will create the demand from developing economies that helps them continue to grow.
The Boeing company, located in Seattle, Washington, has always been favored by Chinese leaders. Former leaders, including Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin, and Hu Jintao, all visited the company in person during their visits to the United States. For CRI, this is Zhao Jianfu.